Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Scientology rocks. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Mission Earth, treacherous love, bang bang, teach me, cry out, just a kid, the spacer's lot, Joy City. These tracks make up the L. Ron Hubbard and Edgar Winter totally 80s concept album, Mission Earth. I consider myself someone who's familiar with strange musical things.
Yeah.
Especially in the 80s.
For sure.
This one I wasn't aware of. I'm aware of L. Ron Hubbard, obviously, and Edgar Winter and the Edgar Winter Group, Free Ride, Frankenstein. You would know these songs if you heard them. They're very popular 70s rock songs, and Edgar Winter is a very prolific musician and producer and well-respected in music and rock music. But I found this, and I have to give credit where credit is due, from a YouTube channel called Todd in the Shadows.
Ooh.
The dude that just is in the shadows, plays a little piano, and then talks about these musical failures.
Amazing. This is some right more, up your
some,
alley.
Some more obscure, some less. And I'm familiar with a lot of what he talked about, but this one, I had no idea, and I admit, I did not know.
God, when Jason doesn't know, you've hit gold, my friend.
And also, this is not meant to be a hit piece on Scientology. I feel like that's low-hanging fruit. And if anything, it's a little bit of a celebration of L. Ron Hubbard, which is not my normal jam.
No. Also not going that route, I assume.
No. But this isn't one of these things where like, oh, you guys are just dumping on Scientology, which is can be very easy to do. I'm not personally not a fan at all. But L. Ron Hubbard's cultural influence, even outside of Scientology, and his prolific, like insanely prolific work, and sometimes the word work is subjective.
Yes, used very loosely.
He's more prolific than I think he necessarily is somebody who makes great things, but he makes a lot of stuff.
Work is work.
Work
you know,
is work.
I'll give him that.
L. Ron Hubbard gave detailed instructions on how to make this album for Mission Earth. To give you an idea, this is one of the more listenable L. Ron Hubbard joints. I mean, there's space jazz, which I think is part of the Battlefield Earth, which is pretty pop because the movie came out. And, you know,
you're saying it's easily consumable of all L. Ron Hubbard's body of work.
Yes, this is one that's the most listenable, and it's actually not bad. There was actually a music video.
Are you a Scientologist now?
Rebecca, you got to understand. I've been auditing you from the start. But I want to give credit where credit is due, and I kind of want to celebrate this weirdness. And he gave instructions, because this came out after he had already died. And he's like, here's some instructions, make this album. It's almost like when people are like, oh, I made this, or I wrote this, or claims of like, oh, the Bible was written from divine information. This is sort of like that. He's like, here's the instructions. There's no context, really. It's like, here are the lyrics, and here's how maybe the music should go. And Edgar Winter is probably somebody who could best do that as like a producer and getting people together, because he doesn't do vocals or anything like that. It's just, it's a lot of sax.
Awesome.
It's very 80s. I heard somebody compare it to a song you would hear in a movie that was set in the future. And if it was like a music video, that's
amazing.
What it sounded like.
I love that. I want to hear that in a hotel bar, a song from this album.
I would really like to play some of the album. I'm just a little bit nervous that maybe Spotify might hear it and you might get, you know, in trouble.
Just hum a couple bars.
Hum a couple of bars? There is no humming a couple of bars. It's all over the place. And on this album, I don't know, a really boss rocker known as Ron Miskovich plays trumpet. The Bruce Springsteen of the Scientology world. So Ron Miskovich is David Miscavige. Miscavige, yeah. Right? Miscavige. Miscavige's
maybe that's right.
Father.
Okay, yeah.
And who also is at odds with his son. He's an anti-Scientology mm-hmm. person, just like I believe L. Ron Hubbard's oldest son also is. It's hard to keep track who the detractors are not. But this is there is a music video for Cry Out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read the lyrics in a little bit. In fact, I'm going to read them after this break. Once it was a very nice planet, a home for those of us who care. But there are fools in high places who foul the sea and air. They dump the land in toxic waste. They spill the sea with oil. They poison plant and animal and irradiate the air and soil. We've got to cry out, protest, object, be heard day in, day out. This fight must never rest. It's time to save the world. Cry out, protest, object, be heard. Let's raise a shout, make this our common quest to build a better world. And that's not the worst. A deadly burst of radiation fission looms, threatening to send a lot of us to our collective dooms. To hell with those whose carelessness in pollution is expressed. To hell with force politics. Yeah, he said it. Where victory is only death. The planet once was so alive, and nature bloomed in every spot. The time to save the Earth is now, because it's the only home we've got. Except, I guess, for that one Xenu.
That we came from. Yes. That we came from, yeah.
Except for that one. But it's a message about, you know, it's Earth Day's around the corner, right?
So totally.
So this is kind of in that vein. Not a bad message.
No, I mean, it's the best thing I've ever heard from L. Ron Hubbard, to be honest.
And it's probably the most palatable of the songs and lyrics. It's actually not bad. It's just a lot of sax.
You curated the best of the best for us.
And again, I would listen to it. You probably could find the music video.
I mean, if I were Edgar Winter, I would take this on. This seems like an interesting project, like a posthumous exploration of L. Ron Hubbard and what his music kind of you can translate into.
And I don't know what his, just to be, I don't know if how invested he is or was in Scientology. Because there's other albums. There's other, I believe it might have to do maybe with the Battlefield Earth soundtrack. I don't know, but it's got Frank Stallone. Mm-hmm. It's got John Travolta. I mean, it's got a real cornucopia of interesting people. That's not on this album. It's on a different one.
So we can maybe assume that if he wasn't a Scientologist, he was closely linked to that.
It's a celebrity world.
Yeah. We just live in it.
And Edgar Winter, if you see him, he's, I believe he's albino. He's interesting, really interesting looking dude, like platinum white hair. It just has that kind of like space rock vibe.
Yeah, very glam. And I assume I would like to know the funding of this album, if how much of that came from Scientology, or if it was, again, just a project that Winter was like, I'm taking it on.
Maybe like 105% of it was Scientology funded.
Yeah.
105, 110 tops.
Snacks included.
So part of the story of Mission Earth is a series, I believe, of 10 books. It's a lot. And he
only 10.
L. Ron Hubbard died when the first one was released. Mm-hmm. So there was still 9 more to go.
Oh, shit.
So they make these soundtracks for books that mm-hmm. they hope will be movies.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Battlefield Earth, you know, was not very, it was mainstream, but it was not very successful.
Yeah.
But a little bit of the story is Royal Combat Engineer Jetero Heller, a character of perfection, incorruptibility, and astonishing ability, is assigned to save the Earth from the Earthlings.
Mm.
Reaching New York City, he investigates the problem, unaware he's being tracked and that the factions on Voltar want his mission to fail. Voltar would probably be, I guess, any detractors.
Yeah, exactly. We're all Voltars.
Here's an interesting thing. When was it released? Apparently, nobody knows.
What?
Even Wikipedia is like, 1986, 1989. I found another source says 1985. Nobody really knows when it was released. And I was like, it wasn't that long ago. Can we get a definitive answer? That's always very interesting to me, is like, how do you not know when it's released?
It's like before the fossil record. It was,
nobody knows, apparently.
Okay.
The album was published by Revenus Music Publishing, which is the publishing division of the Church of Scientology. They also published the album, The Road to Freedom, also written by L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay.
Another weird one. That's
great.
I don't even know how to listen to it, but maybe I guess if you're somebody who's in tune with his message. And it was in conjunction with Rhino Music, which is a pretty big,
huge.
So
still big today.
Like, it you know, it'd be next to the mid-1980s. It might be next to a Poison album. You know, you don't know a little later Bruce Springsteen album. It could be next to and Sting. Yeah, I rock. They thought they were going to sell 800,000 copies of it.
Oh,
which is kind of hard because that means you need to sell it to literally almost everybody who buys albums. Like, that's a lot of albums even for the 80s when, like, album sales and going platinum was a thing. They thought they were just going to reach so many people, maybe because it was in a Tower Records.
Yeah.
But nobody knew what Mission Earth was. How do you promote it? Edgar Winter in the mid-1980s is not somebody who's like, oh, I got to get the new Edgar Winter album.
Yeah, no.
If this was probably, like, the early 1970s, maybe.
Sure, but even still, it's like, even on the radio of his greatest hit song, you'd be like, do I listen to this? Do I not?
Yeah, it's not somebody who's like, I gotta have it.
Absolutely.
Gotta get my hands on it. Well, the album cover is sort of like Edgar Winter looking like kind of like a cyber futuristic punk. I mean, it's really weird. It's so 80s.
Wow. And he's on the album, which is an interesting choice too.
He's on the album. He has a bunch of different, you know, singers and musicians and gets them together, you know, like a producer would.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, listen, I'm going to cull, you know, people that I think would be good for this.
Yeah.
And in a sense, does a good job. I don't know how you could make it better considering.
Sure. But it's interesting that it was, that feels like it's his vanity project, you know, of that time and place versus like having an L. Ron Hubbard symbol or image or whatever. Interesting.
So Tony Ortega, I believe it's TonyOrtega.com, is somebody who writes about Scientology in an against type way. That a Celebrity Center source said, quote, when Edgar first came into Scientology, it was a huge milestone. One of the most well-respected blues rock musicians was now a Scientologist. Didn't have a Beck yet.
Got him. Pre-Beck.
Frankenstein had been number one on the charts. He helped to get in more musicians. Oh, Gateway. He's like a Gateway guy. Edgar has stayed in Scientology because of his wife, Monique. Now, I don't know what year this is, but this was in a point in time. He's done very little on the bridge. She is his handler. Over the years, he has been trotted out to give credibility to big events. I've seen him numerous times at events. Edgar is a musician's musician, which is true. Kind of like, you know, Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, totally.
He's like that maybe not of that level. He's not like necessarily working with the Beatles, or, you know, in that world, but he is of that.
Yeah, he's connected.
He has very few Scientology friends, as his world is music, not Scientology. The sad thing is the credibility he gave to Hubbard's Mission Earth album is a stain on an otherwise amazing musical career. He didn't make an album for a while, and then I don't think he made another album until like 1994. As far as I know, it's like a big, big lull.
Oof.
Hubbard's dabbled in music and lyrics. To call Hubbard professional would be an extreme hyperbole. Edgar lending his talents has garnered some pretty nasty comments on YouTube videos regarding the Mission Earth album. And it is some, obviously some people, you know, but the Todd in the Shadows has really brought this one to the surface. And that's why we're talking about it right now. So why don't you sing it with me? We've got to cry out, protest. Cry out.
Protest?
Now you're in the Sea Org.